to SER Breakfast.
Now, look, of all the many, many global concerns we have, and there are a lot of issues that we're paying attention to at the moment, one of the big ones is, of course, the topic of sustainability. And it's something we think a lot about here on 2SER. I mean, heck, we even have a show called Think Sustainability on the weekends. Now, the Students of Sustainability Conference, or SOS for short, is the longest-running student-organised conference of its kind in Australia. It's run by the Australian Student Environment Network, and SOS is a 5-day event focusing on issues surrounding the environment, social justice, and actually discussing practical solutions. Now, this year, the conference is going to be on in Newcastle from the end of June. Tim Buchanan is one of the co-coordinators of the Students of Sustainability Conference. He joins me on the phone. A very good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Now, look, what are your goals when you sit down for Students of Sustainability Conference?
Our goals are to look at the local context, number one. That would be Newcastle. It's run autonomously, depending on where it is every year. It was in Brisbane last year. Sit down and see what's happening in our city, in our towns, and make that part of the focus for the conference that year.
So do you think that bringing that focus down to a single city or a single area, do you think that helps with the practicality of it rather than sort of looking globally immediately?
Absolutely. I mean, there will be 120 workshops plus during the 5-day event. So there is still definitely a global focus at points, from asylum seeker stuff to modes of economy, political critique. But also it helps us have a large part of the conference looking at what people can do on the ground after SOS, and to take back to their own networks, and that might be in Sydney and that might be in Melbourne or Perth.
Do you think that sort of focus on takeaway as well, like here's something we can actually go and do, do you think that's probably one of the reasons behind the conference's success?
Absolutely. I think the conference, a lot of people end up walking out of the conference with new friends, new networks, and I think that's why they come back the next year. I know that the Australian Student Environment Network is a very active network. So I think that's the reason why it's been going on for so long, is that it's been a very active space. A lot of campaigns have been started at the SOS conference, and a lot of local spaces have popped up in the cities that it's run afterwards.
Now, not to suggest that all students are younger people, obviously anyone can be a student, but does it sometimes feel that it's your generation who's been left to clean up this muck when the rest of us have just kind of gone through and said, oh, well, they'll deal with it?
No, I mean, that's not our perception of it at all. I think, like, we work alongside people who are in high school, are helping us organise. We're working alongside a lot of older people who are helping us organise also, like the legendary Knitting Nanas. I think a lot of people from a broad age group are stepping up. And I think the common misconception with Students of Sustainability Conference is that it's just for students. I guess that's an issue with the name, but you know, everyone's a student of sustainability if they want to. So we will have high school people coming, and we'll have a childcare space, and we will have older people coming. So the Knitting Nanas are going to be running their own workshops and their own spaces for people to engage with. So it's very much a wide range of age groups.
That's quite comforting, I think, for me. I mean, but do you feel like politically in this country there's a greater understanding of sustainability and its importance?
For young people specifically, or I mean, I think politically we're way off the mark.
Yeah.
I know a lot of young people are concerned about the direction that Australia is taking. That's no real secret. We are ideologically tied to coal in this country. And, you know, I'm from Newcastle. I live in the biggest coal port in the world. I can actually see it from my house right now if I look out the window. And that's pretty brutal to try and conceptualize and see the effects on the reef, see the effects of refugee movements due to climate stress and climate damage in other countries. You know, it's real, and it affects us on so many more levels than just affecting the weather and the rise of temperatures. It affects human life. And we're going to see that more and more. So that's pretty concerning.
That is a big concern. And quite often amazes me is there's sometimes an argument that says if you want to affect the change, you have to prove the economics of it. But to me, that's a very cynical way of looking at it.
I think it's the reverse. I mean, I think that the economic model is the main part of the problem. And that's no secret in a lot of the ecological movements. If we are just grinding to infinite, endless growth on a finite planet, which is a phrase that people may have heard before, mathematically, climate change is going to happen within that model. So I think the economy needs to change. I think the models and modes of how multinational business interacts with nations needs to change as well, because they're the ones that are driving the fossil fuel and extraction industries. So
now, Tim, where can people find a bit more info about the conference?
They can go on Facebook and just type in Students of Sustainability 2017 and they'll see the event page. But they can go to studentsofsustainability.org also and find out more info that way, get tickets and stuff like that and register, which helps us provide catering and understand what we need to do.
Tim, it sounds fascinating. Thanks for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tim Buchanan there. He's one of the co-coordinators of the Students of Sustainability Conference. It's on from June 30 to July 3rd in Newcastle. And as he said, it takes a very local focus based around where it is, but with practical ideas that you can take away and bring back to your own networks.